It is time for another in the series of Classic Car Chats with Al here on Hometown, Home Country Radio. And today we're looking at a car that Dean Benscooter owns. Dean is right here beside me. We're actually in a garage looking at the car. Dean, welcome.
Thank you.
I'm going to start by asking you, what is this car we're looking at?
This is a Continental Mark V, 1979, with original miles of 24,000 miles. It was my aunt's car, and she bought it in 79 and passed away in 79, so it sat out with Arlen, my cousin, at the farm till about 95, and then they brought it into town. We put it in a garage, and it's been sitting in this garage since 1995.
So this car has been in the Benscooter family for since it was new in 1979. I would describe this as a dark brown with a beautiful beige leather interior, and then it has like a beige Landau top with the Lincoln in that time period had that circular window in the rear panel.
Yep, this is all original, right down to the tires are still its first tires it ever had on it, and they're good, surprising.
Yes, and the car drives. I mean, it's been sitting a lot, but you had it running just this morning, had it out just this morning.
Yes, I had it out this morning. We drove it to Fenton one day last summer, then back just for a little bit of a longer cruise. So we do know that it can go out and go on the road. That was kind of the first trial of seeing how it would run.
And this is a huge car. This is what you think of as the classic cruising machine with the 79 Lincoln Mark V. Had that long hood, and just they're beautiful old cars.
It looks like it's super long. It's actually not any longer than a four-door pickup. We measured it out one day because we were curious, but it's all hood.
Another thing, you have the original sticker that was in the window, and I thought that was really interesting, the cost of this car when it was when it was purchased.
Okay, the original cost was $13,700, but it had everything you could possibly add to it, so it made it a $16,700 car, brand new, bought from Taylor Motor Company.
And they were the Ford Mercury Lincoln dealer here at that time in Algona. To think about that, you could get a top-of-the-line Lincoln fully loaded for $16,000, and think of what you would get for a car today for $16,000, a used one.
Absolutely wouldn't get a new one or even come close to getting much car anymore for $16,000.
No.
The other thing's interesting, this has a garage door opener button in the visor, just the same as the new car has today. It has a thermometer for outdoor temperature. It has fuel gauge. It's lit on the dash. It tells you when you've got low fuel.
A lot of the things that we think of today, this already had, and that's because it was the top-of-the-line car. Well, very interesting. It is a beauty, all original and just sparkling and shiny, and Dean said he buffed it up so it looks like brand new.
That's all we've done is buffed it. I want the car care guy to work under the hood a little bit and see if we can clean up the motor a little better. But other than that, it's never had a vacuum. Didn't have to vacuum it or anything. But it's been sitting in this garage for most of its life.
Well, it's a beautiful, beautiful car. Thanks for sharing it with us, Dean. It's a pleasure seeing it.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to have. I'm going to enjoy it, I think. Both my wife and I can go for a car ride now, and we do the car cruises. I hope everybody gets into these car cruises if they got anything at all, because they are fun. We go to a lot of good restaurants.
Talking about those here during the season on our Classic Car Chat. Also, we'll kind of get you updated as to where some of those are and do a little segment on the Shriners Car Cruise series, too. Again, thanks much, Dean.
You bet. Thanks, Al.
Again, Dean Benscooter. We're on our Classic Car Chat featuring a 1979 Lincoln Mark V two-door. That's our edition of this Car Chat brought to you by JDR Seeds.